This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A staunch critic of the Eastern European country of Belarus has been arrested after their president forced the plane he was on to land in the capital city of Minsk. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after being pulled off of a commercial flight. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's president Alexander Lukashenko ordered a military jet to guide a Ryanair flight down in the Belarusian capital of Minsk. The flight was en route to Vilnius, Lithuania from Athens. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport. After about 5 hours, the flight was allowed to continue to Vilnius. Protasevich is a former editor of one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who's ruled in Belarus for 26 years. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act.
The Republic of Belarus is a landlocked country with 9.5 million citizens. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Arizona continues to investigate election irregularities in Maricopa County, a Georgia judge on Friday ordered Atlantis Fulton County to unseal more than 145,000 absentee ballots cast during the 2020 election, allowing voters organized for trust election results in Georgia to evaluate the legitimacy of the ballots. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says allowing this audit provides another layer of transparency and citizen engagement. End quote. The Department of Agriculture says it will be rolling out loan forgiveness payments aimed at farmers based on their skin color. The fund was established in order to provide government aid to farmers and ranchers for pandemic losses, as long as your skin color is not white. According to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, the program will benefit up to 13,000 Black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islander farmers. The Billboard Music Awards were last night from Los Angeles, California. Billie Eilish won Best Female Artist and Best New Artist. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Republican lawmakers are pushing a bill to allow ICE agents to do their job after President Biden, with an executive order, hindered their efforts. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Three Republican senators are introducing a bill to allow local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is one of them. He tells Fox News,
"You know, they've cut the legs out of ICE. Their apprehensions are down almost 70% this year with the influx of migrants coming in. You know, that's ridiculous. So this basically says we want to empower the local and state law enforcement, which right now they don't have jurisdiction, but give them the authority to work with ICE to do what they need to do."
The other senators co-sponsoring the bill are Tom Tillis of South Carolina and Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The Biden administration has put limits on Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting illegal immigrants starting the day he took office by undoing key Trump-era policies and replacing them with more liberal ones. Republican state attorneys general have been pushing back. Arizona is pursuing litigation, including a lawsuit with Missouri over the administration's narrowed enforcement guidelines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The CDC is investigating some rare cases of heart inflammation among vaccinated teens and young adults. The complications were more common in males than in females. and showed up about 4 days after a second dose of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's not going to be easy. yes, you can tell already. But hey, nonetheless, we're committed because of the people. That's why. We have faith in people. We have faith in our God. We know that the higher calling that He has for us is to pass the blessing that God has given to us onto others, so that all this anger that we're seeing on the streets. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. I want to bring him on right now. Phil, a couple of things to talk to you about. You and I didn't get a chance to talk over the weekend, but of course you heard of that six-year-old boy that was shot on the freeway there, not too far from the church grounds there on the 55 freeway. And it's such a heartbreak. Well, it just so happens that that little boy is the brother of our stepdaughter, who lives with, you know, her father in Hawaii, happened to be in California, and by the grace of God, she wasn't in that car, because she was supposed to have been with her mother the night before, would have been in that car when that, when the people shot the car, over a road rage incident. And that bullet took the life of her six-year-old brother. So we have, as a family, have, you know, all of us have been dealing with that and praying for her mother, also the dad, because the parents were in, you know, they were separated, and there was a child custody battle over this six-year-old. And, you know, and it's heartbreaking. I mean, obviously, and little is said about the father. The mother was the one that, you know, I don't know what kind of impact and, you know, what her mindset is going to be. And she's been already, you know, evaluated in a way that she's mentally sensitive anyway. And so this is, I mean, this is just a very difficult, difficult thing, you know, for any family and for her and, you know, the remaining daughter, you know, to deal with this. And, but, you know, what we see on the streets of this country today, and we see extension. I mean, there was a battle in L.A. over, you know, Jews and Palestinians, you know, in New York and also, I think, also in Arizona or something. There was just, you know, places that you think maybe not. But it just, again, speaks of what you and I have been talking about for a number of years, and that's this increasing lawlessness and bitterness and hatred that is being poured into the body politic right now, which is very dangerous.
Yeah, it is a tragedy. And if memory serves me right, she is a member of a Calvary chapel in Yorba Linda.
Yes.
And so, you know, you kind of put all this together and you go, like, how does this kind of stuff happen? The reality is this happens all the time. I think what's different about this season, and I don't mean all the time, I mean this happens – too often, and it happens, it's been happening for a while. I think the difference in this season is what I'm trying to say, is that there's an increased level of rage, not just in road rage, but in anger, and man's inhumanity to man, you know, illustrating, you know, the anti-Semitic attacks in the diner, the restaurant in L.A. Mm-hmm. These kind of things are happening. I think if we look at Bible, we know that, number one, it says that lawlessness will increase in the end time. But then if we look at society and we say, look how society is fueling this with this anti-police, no authority, you know, kind of a climate we're living in. It just, these things are feeding, you know, feeding into the angst that we all share in society. That, I mean, I personally have had more opportunity to be frustrated and angry than I think I ever have in my lifetime. And it's because of, you know, behavior that's not becoming of people in a public setting.
Yeah, it is amazing what's gone to. In fact, my brother-in-law sent me a video. I hadn't seen this. I don't know if you've seen this or not. This is of a 16-year-old George Floyd. He was in court with Judge Judy. Did you see this video?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Kind of what we're talking about right now is the trajectory of so many young people's lives and where they're heading and the parents, what they're dealing with. And George Floyd's father was in the courtroom with Judge Judy. What had happened, he was facing Judge Judy because he had accosted a woman and stole her car. He was 16 years old, big kid at this point. He's 6'1". And this gal's maybe 5'3", 5'4", maybe a buck 30 soaking wet. He's over 200 pounds. And he accosted her, and she says, and you threw her to the ground? Well, I didn't really want her to get hurt, you know, but I threw her on the grass, like as if that was the better alternative. I knocked her on the grass. Well, why'd you? Well, because I wanted her car, because I was cold. And it was cold out there, and I needed to get home, and so I took her car. Well, did you bother to ask her? Well, no. I mean, it was insane to hear this kid's mental dysfunction and justification why he had every right to steal this gal's car and that he shouldn't be responsible, that it was the police's fault because that wrecked the car because they were pursuing him. And if the police hadn't pursued him, then the car wouldn't have been wrecked. I mean, it's an amazing video. But here's this kid at 16. And then now, you know, we look at this video 47, and he's all honor and glory. They're building buildings for him. They're, you know, I mean, it is amazing in an upside down world where right now we're talking founding fathers that did good for this country, but because they were associated with slavery in some form, they've been canceled. But yet in the midst of all this upside down world and insanity, he's now being glorified and honored when he was on a trajectory, even at 16 years old. And I mean, you could see the dad going, oh my gosh, you know, what am I going to do here? I mean, the look on his face, because you could tell the dad had some sense of reason still and had that capacity, but he's got a 16-year-old kid who's big and absolutely, you know, unhinged.
Well, you know, I think the other side of this is, and I talked about it yesterday, is that parents are becoming less and less, let's say, trainers of their children, and they have become more observers of their behavior. And so when you don't correct and you don't train children, eventually down the road, these children are going to, if they don't respect you as a parent, they're not going to respect anyone in authority.
And they're probably just hanging on, just hoping, oh my God, don't let him grow up to be like George Floyd, or don't let him grow up and, you know, be a mass murderer or a terrorist or something or whatever, or just thinking, well, maybe they'll grow out of it, you know, and, you know, they could very well be going to church and praying about this, but, you know, they've got a hellion on their hands. And this is part of the challenge that we have in America today, is there's lots of unruly hellions. If you think not, let's go back and look at last summer, the summer of love, that it happened just in, you know, the Upper West in Portland and Seattle, where buildings were being burnt down, jobs destroyed, and over $4 billion of destruction, right?
Yep, it's so true.
Where are those kids going to end up, Phil? Where do they go? What are they doing right now? They're just sitting down in the basement waiting for, you know, the next clarion call to come out and participate in the next, you know, Black Lives Matter riot or whatever?
Yeah, I think you just hit the nail on the head. That's what they're doing. They're going back to the life they had before, waiting for the next, let's say, adrenaline rush moment that comes because of basically rebellion and societal unrest. And they wait and long for that because there's nothing else in their future.
Exactly. You know, got to go to break. Got to go to break. We got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Martinez, we have a country to save.
Look, and I don't blame you for being overwhelmed with all the news and the reports and all that is going on. It can be a bit overwhelming. But, you know, this is why I tell people all the time, you know, Phil Hotzenpiller, why I'm a but God Christian. And they say, well, what does that mean? I said, well, in the Bible you read so often where, you know, things are so dire. And you've got that transitional phrase, but God. You know, God Almighty is the final arbitrator in all this insanity. Right now things are happening And as I tell the kids often, you know, this is what defines, experience, you know, experience defines, you know, choices and options and preferences for us. And we need to put this all into the process of, hey, is it okay for you? I mean, to have your child in your car and have somebody road rage and, you know, fire a bullet in your car? We need to dial things back, you know. You see people all the time getting cut off and you see the hand signals. Well, you don't know. And in this particular case, somebody happened to have a gun and you've got a 6-year-old child that's dead that had nothing to do with the road rage other than being the victim of it. And this is where our society sadly is right now. And I don't know how much more of this experience that we have to go through, Phil, to realize that this is not what we want in our lives and that we need to be a kinder, gentler people and not get caught up in what social media and what the media has been whipping up, Black Lives Matter, these other groups that only have a desire to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, they're not participating with God Almighty who gives us life and wants it for us abundantly. We find ourselves unknowingly participating with the wrong side here, right?
Yeah, it's, if you're not careful, you're not watching yourself very, very carefully. And I think there's so many messages that are happening in our world today mm-hmm. that you can line up with the wrong message intending to line up with the right message. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Yes, exactly. No, it makes a lot of sense.
You know, and it was not intentional on your part. You were trying to be compassionate, you know, good-hearted, whatever. And next thing you know, you find out. I think Black Lives Matter is a great illustration of that. Mm-hmm. I think when it
yes.
first came out, everybody thought, well, yeah, this is a tragedy, and maybe this is a good thing. And then you read down into doctrine, you go, wait a minute, hold on, this is not it. And mm-hmm. I think that if ever there was a time to be crafty as a serpent, You have to step back and look at everything and do your research. Because if you don't, you're probably going to say the wrong thing, align with the wrong people, and find yourself upside down in this quagmire that we're living in today.
Mm. Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, by the way, and thank you for sending this this clarification. The report that I got from my brother-in-law about George Floyd. Boy, I tell you, it's very similar. Evidently, USA Today had done a fact check on it. It says, the difference was the George Floyd that was before Judge Judy was George Floyd IV. Sure looked like his dad, though. And, so there was some confusion. But supposedly, it's been cleared up, although it's interesting. When they were doing and doing the final check, there was never any final, clarification with the person that posted this. And so they're just saying based on name differential that it may not be the same George Floyd. That set aside, but if you listen to what the person's response was, you see, again, this is what's in the culture. This is what we were talking about earlier. And these are all warning signs of what's happening in our culture that kids would have this kind of perception that, you know, if they want somebody's car, it's no big deal. And if they wrestle it away, I mean, if you're a bully, you're a bully. Just like, what happened with Michael Brown. Michael Brown was a 250-pound bully that tormented the neighborhood and eventually ended up getting shot by a police officer. I mean, he attacks the police officer, tries to take the police officer's gun, fires a round in the patrol car. And, of course, all the evidence afterwards came out and said, the police officer was right and Michael Brown was wrong. But what lingers from the Michael Brown narrative, of course, is hands up, don't shoot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is the stuff that's poured into the culture and into the minds of young people to get them to think that, somehow there's justification for this. And we've got to hold on to that higher calling, Phil. If we don't hold on to that filter and that higher calling that God has called us to, here we are. I mean, George Barna reported, this morning about millennials and where they are with their faith. They're all unhinged, stepping away from the anchors of truth. And the result of an abandonment of truth, like you and I have talked about for years, is chaos. And last time I checked, we're in the midst of chaos, are we not?
Yeah, and I think Barna missed something. I think Barna missed the biggest piece of that whole stat, in my mind, mm-hmm. is the parents of millennials.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't just automatically wake up, have godly parents who love Jesus, take you to church every day, and say there's no God. Mm-hmm. I think the better research piece is not what the millennials are doing. What were the parents of millennials doing?
Good point.
And yep. So that's the question you have to ask the parents of today's generation, the kids yep. growing up. What kind of influence and what kind of godly dimension are they putting into that home? Because right now we've got parents that they really think that all they must think all their kids are going to be professional athletes.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They're so committed to 2 to 3 sports. They're never at church. The tail is wagging the dog. The kids get to do everything and anything they want. And you know what? That's fine. You're a parent. You can make that choice. But there is a consequence. There's
Without
a price
a doubt.
To pay
mm-hmm.
every time you do that.
Yeah, if you're not allowing your kid to get boo-boos and get scraped up a little bit and to participate in something that gives them, you know, a merit award for high achievement, for, you know, recognized achievement as opposed to a performance trophy. I mean, this is it. We've had a generation where parents have coddled the kids to such a degree that, like Warren Farrell said, you know, who are they going to marry? Who's going to want to marry these kids? No wonder they're sitting there in their parents' basement and they're not even thinking about getting, they're 35 years old and not even thinking about getting married.
Well, prolonged adolescence is a problem with our culture today. And, mm-hmm. It didn't work that way in my household. And in my household, I mean, with my dad,
yeah.
I mean, basically at 18, I get to go to the Army or I get to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And if I drop out of college, I go to work. So it was a really simple formula. I understood
yeah.
it.
Yes.
My dad enforced it, and it worked. Hey, you got time for a quick shout-out about some good news in California?
Oh, yeah. Give me some good news. Yes, yes. Okay. Is this about keeping Governor Newsom on quarantine?
Yeah. So the Ninth Circuit Court, mm-hmm. along with the District Court of Appeals, has determined that Newsom violated his power and will have to reimburse Harvest Rock Church $1.35 million. Because he overreached, but it also put into place that can never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So the settlement references several Supreme Court opinions, whereas Newsom multiple times the restrictions imposed on houses of worship were not imposed on the same level for non-church.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the final statement from the Ninth Circuit is that they may never, that is, churches and houses of worship may never have discriminatory restrictions placed on them that are not equally applied to a long list of critical infrastructure essential services as outlined by the Supreme Court precedent cited in the agreement. So this is a big win for
exactly.
churches, and it's a big slap on the wrist to Newsom and some of his cabal.
You know, part of the problem with that, Bill, is that we the people end up paying that because it's going to come out of the state's treasury. And,
here's the good news. We got 40 million people in America, mm-hmm. in California.
Yes.
We're not even going to notice it. The
right.
win is outweighs the cost.
Yes, exactly. I guess in that sense it does. And it demonstrates once again that the Constitution does matter, doesn't it?
It does.
Well,
it does.
That's great news. And, of course, this kind of helps just, grease the rails just a little bit more on this recall against the governor, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this guy's in trouble. No doubt about it.
Well, Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder president of American Faith, has been with us. Thank you, Phil.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at
U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A staunch critic of the Eastern European country of Belarus has been arrested after their president forced the plane he was on to land in the capital city of Minsk. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after being pulled off of a commercial flight. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko, ordered a military jet to guide a Ryanair flight down in the Belarusian capital of Minsk. The flight was en route to Vilnius, Lithuania from Athens. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport. After about 5 hours, the flight was allowed to continue to Vilnius. Protasevich is a former editor of one of the leading opposition media outlets in the country and one of the most vocal critics of Lukashenko, who's ruled in Belarus for 26 years. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act.
The Republic of Belarus is a landlocked country with 9.5 million citizens. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, did you know that this month, May, is Healthy Vision Month? Well, we're going to be talking with Dr. Gabay, Robert Gabay, in just a moment, and break it down a little bit more, because in celebration of Healthy Vision Month, the Focus on Diabetes Initiative is launching the Next Step Eye Health Challenge to raise awareness of diabetes-related eye disease and the steps people can take to maintain better eye health. Powered by the American Diabetes Association, the campaign focuses on the themes of education, empowerment, execution, and encouragement. Get that? The four E's, you know. During the month of May, these helpful resources will be shared along with virtual events and activities. And we're grateful to have the Chief Scientific and Medical Officer for the American Diabetes Association, Dr. Robert Gabay, with us. Dr. Gabay, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, this factoid here kind of drew me back for just a moment to realize the seriousness of diabetes and prediabetes. It says that nearly 50% of American adults have diabetes or prediabetes. I think this is maybe a new understanding for a growing number of Americans, that it is more profuse than we realize.
Absolutely right. And, you know, the challenging thing is that many people don't know they have it. So 85% of people with prediabetes don't even know they have it. 1 in 5 people with diabetes don't know they have it.
Yeah, and you know, a further extension of that part of the survey demonstrated that every 21 seconds, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with diabetes. Though they don't know they have it, people are being diagnosed at this alarming rate.
We need to do a better job of identifying people with diabetes. And one great resource that the American Diabetes Association has is a 60-second risk test. Just go to the website, take 60 seconds, answer a bunch of questions, and it will tell you what your risk is. And it's very easy to diagnose. It's a simple blood test.
Mm-hmm. And this is the website at diabetes.org, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's that is a great directive right there, because as we realize, this is becoming more and more pronounced. And, you know, I guess the question is, why don't more people understand how widespread this disease is?
Well, many times people may have no symptoms of diabetes, even though they have it. And that's why it's important to get tested. And, you know, the reason it's important to catch and know whether you have diabetes or not is that diabetes is the leading cause of kidney failure, amputation, heart disease, stroke, and being Healthy Vision Month, blindness. And most all blindness from diabetes can be prevented.
Is there pre-indication, you know, speaking of blindness, a deterioration of eyesight, is this some kind of pre-indication and warning that we should respond to?
Yeah. So many times there are no symptoms, and that's why it's critically important to get a yearly eye exam, because you can't tell by your vision alone. But there are some things that if you notice these, if you notice your vision's blurry, or you start seeing flashes of light, or more floaters than usual, these can all be signs of diabetes eye disease and a reason to go get checked.
Well, I read here that one in three American adults, one in three, a third, at risk for type 2 diabetes. Explain to our audience type 2 diabetes. What does that mean?
Yeah, so diabetes, there are two main types. Type 2 is the more common one. And what happens in type 2 is the body controls blood sugar, blood glucose very carefully. It's the fuel for your brain. If it's, you don't have enough, your brain, your muscles, things just don't work. And so what happens in diabetes is the blood sugars get out of range. And they get out of range because of a hormone called insulin not working well. And people with type 2 diabetes, the effects of insulin are lacking. They're not really as effective, and they're not making enough insulin. And then the other type of diabetes called type 1, which often is in younger people and in children, although can be at any age, is an autoimmune disease where the part of the body in the pancreas that makes that hormone insulin gets destroyed by your immune system. And those people, the only treatment is to replace the insulin that they're missing.
Exactly. Well, you know, you mentioned children. Something like, what, is it over 30 million children? Or is that children and adults have diabetes in one form or another?
Well, there are 1.5 million people with type 1 diabetes. There are many children that have either type 1 and growing numbers of children developing type 2. And what's fueling that is the epidemic of obesity that we are now sadly seeing in our children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that puts them at risk for developing diabetes.
Now, what's contributing to that? The sedentary, let's play video games, the food that we're eating, maybe a little bit of lifestyle. What's contributing to these young kids dealing with obesity at such a young age?
Yeah, Bill, you hit it right on. It, you know, screen time is not helping. You know, when many of us were younger, we were a lot more active.
Yes.
And nowadays that doesn't happen as much. And then the foods we eat are not always the best choices. And this is where it really starts with the family, because, you know, kids eat what their families help to provide them with. And so, and really what's healthy for the kids are also healthy for the parents.
Well, without a doubt. And as you said, here it is. We've got, 90% of American adults with prediabetes don't even know they have it. Is it because we just, you know, maybe our eyesight, you know, we say, well, we're getting a little bit older, or we just adjust to these kind of things, and we just ignore the signs. Is it something like that, or is it just that we need to up our game and be more disciplined to, you know, get annual checks?
I think it's some of both, but I think we need to up our game. We need to, you know, one of the things that we've learned, we surveyed recently to see what the impact of the pandemic has been. Mm. And many people, one in four people, have delayed care because of the pandemic. And so, again, they could be having eye disease and don't know it unless they get their eyes examined.
Exactly. Well, and as you said, this pandemic has really put a stall in all these situations, doctor visits and, you know, that sort of thing. And then also when your mind is so focused on the pandemic, you just don't even, you don't even realize some of these things. It's easy, to overlook and understand why, you know, people will not even read the signs that, you know, maybe they need to get to see a doctor, or maybe they say, okay, well, I missed my annual checkup and, you know, catch up on it. Next thing you know, we're 6-8 months down the road, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that that has happened more often than we all realize. And so now it's time to plug back into your care.
Exactly. Well, so what else do you recommend? We've got about a minute and a half, here, Dr. Gabay, that you would recommend that we need to do in order to maintain better eye health.
Yeah, I'll say there are three things, really. And, you know, the American Diabetes Association has been driving this program called Focus on Diabetes with partners like Regeneron and BSV. There are three things. One, what's your risk? You know, if you don't know whether you have diabetes or not, do the 60-second risk test.
Exactly.
Ask your provider if you need to be tested. So, number one, what's your risk? Number two, if you have diabetes, manage your blood glucose. Work with your healthcare team to control your blood glucose because you can prevent eye disease by doing that. And the third, probably most importantly for people with diabetes, get a yearly eye exam.
Exactly.
It's simple. 50% of people with diabetes don't get a yearly eye exam, and that's before the pandemic. Now we suspect that's even more of a problem. And then finally, we have a website that focuses specifically on eye health, and it is eyehealth, E-Y-E, health.diabetes.org.
Right. And again, the other website, diabetes.org. Dr. Robert Gabay, Chief Scientific Medical Officer for the American Diabetes Association, the global authority on diabetes, has been our guest. Dr. Gabay, appreciate all the great information. Appreciate it. Be well.
All right. Is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a Fungible Good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Now with orders.
wish to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is here. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're standing by for Adam Holtz. Yes, Adam Holtz with Focus on the Family. And, you know, of course, PluggedIn.com is where you want to go to be in flow of the know. I mean, great reviews on all the latest movies, family-oriented, friendly. Get an idea as to what's out there and, you know, so that you can choose wisely. As, you know, now we're having some of these movie theaters starting to open up slowly but surely as some of these lockdowns have been, been reduced. And, you know, these governors have said, look, we're on the other side of this. The news about COVID infections have dropped. Certainly people going to hospitals has dropped equally dramatically. This is awesome, you know, that we're at this point. Adam joins us now. Adam, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I was just going to mention, you know, with, you know, these COVID restrictions, locking, you know, in lockdowns, now going by the wayside slowly but surely. And it looks like we'll be tasting movie house popcorn once again soon.
Yeah.
And Jujubes, you know, for those of you who missed the Jujubes and the movie popcorn. So that's a good sign. We were talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder and president of American Faith, earlier today. And California got some great news. The Supreme Court has been intervening on California's particular restrictions and lockdowns that they've been, intentionally discriminated, the churches. While providing preferential treatment to many secular businesses and gatherings, I mean, you know, like strip clubs. We're given,
right.
You know,
I mean,
preference.
If that's not an essential business, I don't know what is.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarcasm alert, just for anybody who thinks I've gone off in the wrong direction.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I know that people understand the spirit of that. It's quite obvious as to what was going on and what Gavin Newsom was doing. I mean, it was so hypocritical. And but the Ninth Circuit of all circuits
voted least likely to fit, you know, rule in favor of anything conservative.
Yeah, exactly. But this was so obvious and such a breach of our First Amendment right that they even had to, you know, go along. Although the Ninth Circuit since Trump, you know, that had been reconstructed and we were getting some balance in that court.
Yeah.
And at this point, it served us well and it served the church well. Said that not only can you do that, but you can't even think about doing it.
You know, so it really put Gavin Newsom, and it levied a fine that they can easily handle with all the surplus they have right now from all the COVID money. I mean,
right.
Part of it, you know, you kind of hope, not to be mean-spirited, but when, you know, you have, you know, elected officials making bonehead decisions like this, that they should pay, somehow that they pay the price. And I guess maybe the price is that they hopefully do not get reelected.
Right.
Or in Gavin Newsom's case, he's getting recalled, and this is just another reason why he should not be the CEO of the state of California.
Well, I think at the heart of it is this, there's this desire to engineer everything, only, you know, they especially like to engineer ideas and values that conservatives and faith, you know, affirming people appreciate, whereas others get a pass, like you say, and so it's a good thing to have those inconsistencies called on the carpet legally.
Well, but like you say, they want to control it, and they can't control people of faith because their higher calling and their commitment to God
right.
supersedes any, you know, local authority. And, you know, the ruling elite want you to believe that they are the boss of you.
Right.
And God gives us that freedom and that liberty to think differently. And that's why in any kind of oppressive government historically, this is one of the first things that they move to obliterate and eliminate is any kind of faith level. I mean, it's really it starts out very subtly, but it is a choice of the God of the regime or the God of the universe.
Well, it's a threat, you know, because ultimately, just as we see in Scripture, you know, we have this tension between render unto Caesar that which is Caesar and render unto God that which is God, and an understanding that people of faith have a higher calling. And where I love it, and I've talked about it before, it shows up in 1 Peter, you know, Nero's hunting down and killing Christians, and Peter just kind of shrugs, not out of, you know, not caring, but basically his faith is so real to him that he says, you know what, don't worry about it. This right. is all going to pan out the right way. And again, that's not to minimize serious issues, but people who are not beholden to and terrified of the state, as you said, become, you know, public enemy number one for rulers that want to exercise absolute control, because we're not beholden to them. We don't have to live in a spirit of fear.
Right.
Regardless of what happened.
But, you know, to be at that point where you understand not to live in the spirit of fear, and as the early Christian church did during that period of time, as Nero was, you know, lighting up people on the roadway to his
party.
Yeah, I mean, it was just disgusting what he was doing. But again, it just reinforces, I mean, that's true belief. And that is true faith, you know, that's immeasurable when you look back and you consider what these people were doing. You know, in a sense, the faith forefathers who gave up their life and became martyrs for the faith that believed Jesus so much that, you know, that they would go to their death like this.
Yeah.
And even for Peter, like you say, to have that sense of going, God's got this. I know it looks terrible. It's so overwhelming, but God's got this.
Yep. And you know, to be at that point, as you and I have talked over and over again, we have to be grounded in what's true.
Yes.
And it's important to understand what's happening in the world, but it's even more important, I think, to be grounded in biblical truth and to not let the news of the day overwhelm our faith. You know,
exactly.
I think about, you know, Jesus said more than once, why are you so afraid? You know, and I think that we can be appropriately concerned and appropriately engaged without letting fear be what is driving us.
Yes.
Because I think that when we're free from that fear, that's when the aroma of Christ is evident to other people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're not driven by compulsion. We're not driven by fear. We're not driven by the worldly value system. We're driven by truth, and we can rest in that, and there's incredible freedom there, Bill.
Well, here we are the day after Pentecost.
Yes.
And, you know, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I pray for this every year that this happens, and this one here was a special for me because of the just what you're talking about, the increased awareness of the Holy Spirit in our lives and as being that that source of truth, that protector of truth, that the one that is the Spirit of God that hovers over the chaos. Yep. And if we ever needed that right now, I mean, this is Genesis 1 revisited, you know, because I know people probably look at our country or look at the world today and go, man, we're about as, you know, as chaotic and dark as we've ever been in our lifetimes.
No, that's right. And again, it's all about, am I going to ground myself in the revealed truth that we find in Scripture? And that's something we need to choose to do every day. It's an ongoing process, and it helps if, you know, you get grounded when you're young and you have that foundation. But all of us need to be renewing that.
Without a doubt. No, it is ongoing. There's no doubt. George Barna just reported again this morning that 60% of the millennials, their loss of faith is dramatic. I mean, they just, and in some sense, I can appreciate their perspective. I mean, all these institutions, whether it has to do with marriage, church, you know, education, they've failed them. Our government has failed them. And they've kind of lost hope. And on top of that, they're looking, you know, many of these millennials are looking at $100,000 plus in tuition debt. And, you know, all of a sudden socialism looks like, you know, a reasonable alternative here, doesn't it?
Right. But, you know, we got short memories.
Yes.
I mean, the cost is going to get paid one way or another. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, not to veer off too political, some of us remember the 1970s. We remember inflation.
Right.
We remember gasoline shortages. But there's a whole generation or two that's never experienced those.
Exactly.
And think that we can just magically, you know, turn off the gasoline and ramp the printing press up and, you know, print dollars for everybody. And it's going to be some sort of golden age of government, you know, interaction with culture. I'm like, oh, man, we got another thing coming. Those chickens are going to come home to roost.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, they've been conditioned not to feel any pain.
Right.
Their emotions are so important. They get the performance trophies. All these things, they've been coddled. And here it is, and as Phil brought up, he says, yeah, it's one thing to talk about the kids, but the other thing is to talk about the parents. You know, where have the parents been? You know, and that's a whole nother psychological study. And maybe for some parents, probably say, look at, you know, hey, I was there. I was, you know, I just, you know, I did what I could do or whatever. You know, the Bible's clear. If you train up a child in the way it should go. You know, they're going to come to the crossroads where they're going to be able to make the right choice if they've had enough foundation.
That's
and
right.
For those of us who have gone through that experience, even with the foundation and have delved away and God has brought us back and we've been revived. We've been revived with a vengeance and a hunger that's saying, look, I don't want to go that way again. You know, I don't want to, you know, mess up. I've got to stay closely connected to God and his word. Right.
No, that's right. And it's just as the Israelites need a manna daily, so we need God's word daily.
Amen. Well, PluggedIn.com has done it again. Great movie reviews. Go to PluggedIn.com and read it for yourself. All I know so far, Jungle Beat, the movie, Army of the Dead, The Women and the Widow. That's just some and so many more. Adam, congratulations to the team as always. We appreciate all the great work you're doing on behalf of, you know, families and our kids across the country and around the world.
Thank you, Bill.
You take care. God bless.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.